No matter how dark things seem to get in life, there's always light and hope in Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Eva Marie Everson explains.
You know, there's an old saying, go toward the light. Back in the 70s, when people started reporting their life after death experiences, and they said there was a light. And so we jokingly, sometimes we say, well, go toward the light, go toward the light. But, you know, when you are in your darkest moment, you have to find that pinpoint of light. And Jesus said, I am the light. I am the light of the world. I believe Jesus spoke light into existence. I believe he is the light. He is the light that came to a very dark place, to a very dark world. He continues to be that light. He hasn't, his light has not extinguished itself. It's still there.
Although sometimes it's easy to lose sight of God's light, Eva explains what she's learned.
What we have to do is we have to find that pinpoint of light. Sometimes that means scraping up the tiniest bit of energy that we have left, because emotional heartache will drain your physical energy. And then what happens is it also drains your spiritual energy. And you think, I don't even have the energy to do this. But if you can listen to one radio show like this one, if you can listen to one TV show, if you can read one book, listen to one snippet, sing one song that points you back toward the light, you will find that the light grows brighter and brighter and brighter, and that the beam of light becomes wider and wider and wider until there's nothing but brilliance again. The light's there and you're standing in the middle of it. And it's good. It's a good thing.
So why not make an effort to look to God as your source for hope and light in a dark world? I'm Steve Douglas.